needs to present for prayer. As I've said, my name is Nelson Adekoya. I'm here presenting on behalf of Prairie Arena, who could not be here. I'm the director of the program, and I'm at CDC in Atlanta. What we're going to talk about during this first session is a framework and method for understanding community health assessment. As I've said, this is my name, and by training, I'm an epidemiologist. I do not have any interest, financial interest in this work, so I have nothing to declare. So New York, Prairie would like to acknowledge CDC Assessment Initiative Program, and they have several partners, as well as Prevention Research Center, University of Albany, School of Public Health. So, through this presentation, we're going to address questions, and those include, what is community health assessment? What do community health assessment impact means? What did we learn from applying the logic model? Most of this presentation is going to address a logic model, but I need to bring to the attention of everyone that logic model is not the only model that we use in community health practice. There's process theory that is very well used too, and also there's another program that CDC put together several years ago. I believe it was 1999 that we used in a community health assessment. So we're going to proceed also with what methodology can be used for evaluating the impact, as well as answer questions. Answers do we need to seek from a community health assessment practice? So succinctly, assessment is basically the using of data to educate and mobilize communities to develop priorities and use this to plan actions to improve public health. Assessment initiative varies in scope. It's very broad. An example of that would be looking at Healthy People 2010 objective on a wide basis. And on a narrow basis also, we can look at it when we look at specific project or a specific program. When we talk of impact, we're talking of benefits that we can derive as a result of this program or effort. So why do we measure impact of health assessment? The first is to gauge effectiveness of these activities to ensure limited resources are used and optimized, as well as identify and share critical factors of effective assessment practice. In addition to that, in the assessment initiative program, once these tools that we use are developed, we share those with states that are not actually participating in the assessment initiative program efforts. This is what the logic model simply looks like. We have the input, the activities, the outputs, outputs and the outcomes and the impacts. The difference between the outcome and the impact, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit today, is in terms of time. For impacts, these are really long time, and outcomes are usually short-term basis. When this model is applied to public to assessment initiative, this is what we have. It's more or less it's the same thing, other than that we populated this with information that relates specifically to health, community health assessment. New York, 2006, developed a survey that they distributed to collect information that we're going to present briefly this afternoon. In addition to this survey, they also conducted specific interviews with eight practitioners, and they reviewed also their previous and current community health assessment activities. They also had a conference in 2006. So this is just a distribution of the 149 survey respondents that they had or they reported. for outputs, more than 60% identified process changes in terms of important issues to be addressed, enhanced collaboration, and the data used for different purposes. For the outcome, about 40% identify organizational changes that are needed. And in terms of the impact, as I mentioned, when we talk of impact, we're talking of long-term effects. Unfortunately, during this time, no impacts were identified. One practitioner, however, mentioned that they experienced an increase in child immunization rate. So, what did we learn from this exercise? The three top influencing factors by the practitioners included leadership, strategic partnership, and staff skills. These are the key issues that were identified through the survey and interviews. As far as the outcome is concerned, at the state level, they identified the need for strengthened communications, enhanced training, and enable the informed advocacy for assessment. At the local level, they identify opportunities to document and share effective strategies. So, key research questions: what is the impact of this assessment, and how do factors influence impact on assessment? This framework that they use, as I've mentioned, is just a framework. There are other frameworks that are out there that you can use in your program. And the methodology, this is just a definition of how New York developed the methods. As I've said, It's just method, it's just a framework. So where do we go from here? Last year, which was in January of 2007, the Assessment Initiative Program published a call for research proposals addressing health impact of community health assessment. This was published in the MMWR. I received 42 proposals addressing this. These works are not limited to states that are funded by CDC. These are works relating to assessment initiative throughout the United States. Of these 42, eight works were accepted for publication, and this will be published in the next issue of Journal of Public Health Management and Practice in January of next year. So one of those works was provided, or one of that work will be included. One work that was done by people from New York. If you need to know more about what New York is doing in areas of assessment initiative, please contact Preeti Irani. But if you wanted to know more about the CDC's assessment initiative overall, be glad to meet with me at the end of the presentation, and I'll direct you to the AI website that we have at CDC, or I can have a one-on-one conversation with you.